In the dark reality of the pandemic, a long-running classic has brought a sense of hopeful nostalgia to the stage. The Lion King is back in Seoul after nearly 3 years and has once again shown why it captures so many hearts. As the curtains go up, the audience is immediately enraptured by the march of animals as Fudi Malong, who has been playing Mandrill Rafiki for the past 14 years, sings Circle of Life. Even though the iconic entry of the animals through the aisles has been removed from the production this time due to concerns over COVID-19, this is the moment when even those familiar with the beloved story from watching the 1994 animated film during childhood discover a fresh look of the story. Giving this freshness is the double event approach, which shows the audience both the puppets and their puppeteers, allowing the puppeteers to visually express their emotions. Getting used to the double event took a lot of practice for the actor. This included watching videos of the animals at the beginning of each rehearsal to assimilate their moves, as well as learning traditional Southeast Asian dances. I spent a lot of hours training in front of a mirror to see exactly what I look like and what the puppet looks like on top of my head, Lawrence said. More importantly, actors had to learn how to incorporate themselves into their animal characters. In addition to its theatrical mastery, the story itself has the power to send each audience member on an emotional journey. No matter what you're going through, no matter what you're feeling, when you come into the theater and the lights go down, you're going to go on an emotional journey and have an experience that is like no other thing that you'll experience, Deshaun Young, who has been playing Simba for years, said. He added that South Korean audiences do not shy away from expressing their emotional journeys through social networking services.